I'm sure for you know, with 40 years experience, there were probably a lot of moments where you felt like, oh, this is why I do what I do. Can you tell me about like one of the biggest or your first moment you realized that or
One that stands out to me is I was in the ER, and I love taking care of the cardiac patients. And we had a gentleman come in, and he was having the tombstone EKG. You know, he was having the big one, and he was all diaphoretic and just, you know, having lots of pain. And I was right there, the doctor was right there, and we were there with him to deal with it and to offer him encouragement and to just be prompt with medication as quick as we could and hopefully influence his outcome and successfully. And we did. And I remember thinking, you know, this is what it's about. This is why I'm here, is because I want to be able to help patients get past these horrible times that they face. It was just a real poignant time for me. Have you had times like that? Have you had moments already?
Yes,
Did you?
I would say a lot actually. I feel like every day that I go into work, that you know, things will happen. I'm like, oh, this is why I'm a nurse, and I'm so happy and proud to be a nurse. So, I had a moment with a patient who was refusing all treatments and lab draws and didn't want to talk to anyone. She was upset and just refused to answer me even early in the morning when I, you know, just said good morning. And she would just look at us during report and kind of, you know, breathe and sigh and not really participate in the bedside report. And back then, when before nursing, I would actually avoid confrontations and problems. But with nursing, it's taught me to talk to my patient and find out, identify the problem, and help my patient communicate their needs. So I took the time to squat on the floor and talk, and I looked up at her and talked to her instead of, you know, standing over her at bedside. And when I looked up at her and I asked her, like, what's going on? You know, tell me what's bothering you and how I can help. And she was able to finally talk to me. And she said that she's just glad to have somebody to listen. Although she couldn't really communicate clearly, you know, her pain and what was bothering her, she said it really helped that I helped her analyze her pain to find out if it was the pressure pain from like, because she was having stomach pain. She didn't know how to describe it, but because I took the time to ask her, is it pressure pain from, you know, maybe have you had a bowel movement, or is it a sharp throbbing, cramping kind of pain? Or, you know, and she said that really helped her to better pinpoint her pain because she said, I don't know how to tell you, it just hurts. When I finally broke through to her, and at the end of the day, when I was about to clock out and I said good night to her, she said, thank you so much. Today was the best day I've had ever since I've been here. And, you know, and she thanked me. So she teared up because she said, like, no one's listened to her, and I finally like listened to her. So that to me, I walked away and I was like, oh my gosh, I actually teared up. And I was like, ugh. Like I got to her and like we connected and she trusts me now. So I actually added on a shift the next day so I can keep working with her.
Oh, that's great.
You know.